This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what's possible when you change those negative thoughts that are deeply ingrained in your mindset. And these negative thoughts can permeate your conscious thinking, and instead of standing on God's promises, you are lulled into disbelief. And this was the case of the wealthy woman the prophet Elijah would come to know. One day, Elijah visited the town of Shunem and met a wealthy woman who was married but had no children. She told her husband that she felt as though Elijah was a holy man of God, so she wanted to make a special room for him in their home, so when he came to town, he would have a place to stay. Elijah, in turn, wanted to do something special for this woman. He noticed that she had no son and her husband was an old man. So he sent for her one day and told her that about this time next year, she would be holding her son in her arms. The woman was distressed and told Elijah, "Don't lie to me." The idea of not being able to have children was so deeply ingrained in her belief system, she was not even open to the idea of what God had in store for her. Yet, as Elijah predicted, the woman would give birth to her son the following year. What ingrained negative thoughts is keeping you from what God has in store for you? As you think about that, remember these words that James teaches us. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. James 3:15. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, uproot your negative thoughts.